USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
Hurricane Nicole is now a tropical storm as it moves across Florida. It has brought heavy rain and storm surge, and Governor Ron DeSantis says the impacts have been what was expected. 600 Florida National Guard troops have been activated, and 7 urban search and rescue teams are ready to respond if needed. The latest inflation report is coming in better than expected. The Consumer Price Index for October rose by 0.4%. The CPI went up by 7.7% on a year-over-year basis. North Carolina Senator-elect Ted Budd discusses how he plans to combat inflation once he takes office.
We need to roll back regulations. We need to make it easier on small businesses. We need to be pro-energy, which is the underlying cost for almost all of this. And we need to be pro-work. We need to have massive reforms which get more people into the workforce. And remember that work is a good thing. Work's not the enemy. We need to get more people out there that have a positive attitude towards work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We still don't know whether Democrats or Republicans will control Congress next year as several races remain too close to call. Votes are still being counted in Senate races in Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. This as a prominent Democrat is speaking out after a surprising loss in the Empire State.
New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Wednesday morning was telling reporters there are many House races that are still much too close to call. Congressman Maloney lost his seat to his Republican opponent and has conceded the race.
In this life, how you handle defeat is as important as how you handle success, and we had an equal measure of both last night.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Speaking at an Anti-Defamation League summit at the Javits Convention Center in New York City, FBI Director Christopher Wray notes the ADL conducts training for new special agents and intelligence analysts at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum.
Because of your work, our new agents and analysts confront the reality of just how widespread anti-Semitism and the willingness to turn hate into action really are.
Week 10 of the NFL season gets underway Thursday night. The Carolina Panthers playing host to the Atlanta Falcons. On Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Seattle Seahawks will make some history by playing the first ever NFL game in Germany. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.